Good morning. It's what is it? It's 7:49 a.m. on Tuesday, April the 28th, 2015. This is 46 degrees, but I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right either. It's high 40s at the moment. I'm pretty sure. It might be low 40s. I don't know. I didn't look at the thermometer before I left the house earlier this morning. It was 39. And overcast and foggy and drizzly and ugly. And by the time I got back from taking the kid to school, it was actually pretty pleasant. So, yeah. I'm out, I'm walking. I didn't walk yesterday. I felt like kind of a wuss. Because it was icky. It was foggy, it was drizzly, it was cold, it was raw. In hindsight, I should have put my parka on and gone anyway. Hindsight. Anyway, I'm out today, I'm walking. I was just listening to Florence and the Machine channel on Pandora's. Kind of cool. Dog Days of Summer. It's one of my faves. It's I think I like the Pentatonix version of it better. But it's still a really good song. I like it. And in this case, the Dog Days of Summer haven't really started yet. Although, in a certain sense, my dog days are well over. I'm feeling my mortality. I'm not exactly ready to shuffle off the mortal coil, but yeah. I didn't look to see if I guess I have repaired that fence. Either that or I haven't found the right fence that has the hole in it. Might be further down. So, in other news, there's not a lot going on. I'm not going to say I've got nothing done in terms of Friday. I've got a little bit done, but it's not the amount that I would prefer, let's put it that way. It's interesting. House here has a new fence, I think. It's an old fence, and it looks pretty weathered on the inside. The outside, maybe they just power washed and painted it or something. Looks nice. So what am I thinking about this morning? A lot of what I'm thinking about I really can't talk about. There's a certain amount of trouble in the air around the homestead. It's one of the reasons I've got a lot of writing done, I think. I hate to scapegoat it, but it's hard to focus when there's so much going on. And the only part of it that's going on with me is I'm not exactly burning up the page with new words. I hope this microphone is not bumping my collar or something. I should have clipped it to my ball cap this morning the way I normally do, but I didn't. I don't know why. There's a guy with his poodle. Poodle doodle doo. That's a big dog. I met him on the corner one morning. He's got a big dog. That's a large. That's a standard, at least a standard poodle. Stands as tall as my hip. And while I'm not a very tall guy, it's still a big dog. Car pulled up and stopped at the curb. There isn't anything there, so I'm not sure. There's no driveway, there's no intersection, there's no nothing. Anyway, spring has sprung. There's definitely lilacs out. Oh, there's a purple one. That's pretty. Lilacs are out. Trees are, if not fully leafed, and budding up nicely. My lawn is going to have to get clipped today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow. The wet weather, the cool weather and the wet weather, coupled with getting the irrigation system put back online, it's really taken off. It's greened up very nicely and it's growing well, which means I've got to get it clipped before it gets too long again. I clipped it last week. Impress me with your macho roar. Camel painted Japanese truck. Oh yeah. This is interesting. What is this? I wonder. Something in a tree. It's a plastic bag hanging right at the top of a tree. Looks funny. This is a school bus. I will meet it again shortly, I'm sure. I had my breakfast this morning. I had my oatmeal and some raisins. I'm not eating the steel-cut oats. I'm just doing quick oats. It's not quite as satisfying, but it's fast. Half a cup of oats, a cup of water, a little cinnamon, a few raisins. It'll last me through lunch. Low carb. Relatively. I'm having a bit of a Jones for peanut butter toast. Particularly homemade wheat bread peanut butter toast. I'm having the cravings. And maybe one of these days. I'm going to try to, big drift of lilacs hanging over the fence there, all in blossom. Try to stick it through till I get to Balticon. Balticon, all bets are off. I'm eating what I'm eating. Plan to have fun. Eastern turn, here we go. It was funny, it was clear when I started out. I actually looked around very carefully to see if there were clouds, and there weren't any. But now there are. There are a lot of puffy, scattered clouds, like the sun heating the atmosphere has puffed them into existence. That's pretty astonishing. They weren't there. I swear they were not there 35 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago when I started. Now I got the hiccups. Probably think about the monk post. Thinking about the oatmeal. Hey. I'm listening to the birds. There's a lot of different birds out this morning. Okay, that's not a bird. That's a... it's a man with a hammer, I think. Yeah, they're working on this house here. Putting up a vapor barrier. Oh, and here's this classic Airstream. Siding and curved corners. Looks like they're refitting it inside. It's a beauty. I knew a contractor, programmer, who visited us in Bath Ironworks when I worked in Bath. And he worked for, who did he work for? Arthur Anderson? I think so. And Arthur Anderson has a programming, had at least a programming branch, and they had a stable of contractors. And this guy had an Airstream trailer that wherever he was assigned, he would drag the trailer there, live out of the trailer. So he always had his home with him, which I thought was kind of a cool idea. Later I thought it would be an interesting way for college textbook managers to place textbook orders, to have a mobile booking unit. Or you could drive around the various college campuses and collect the data and place the college book orders electronically. But in those days, it was before the internet. The internet was out there, but it wasn't widely available. Portable computers were the compact luggables with 8-inch screens and green lettering. So it wasn't really possible, although it was possible to put a mid-range computer, something like a DEC PDP-11, PDP-12. In one, and then power it off from an extension cord. I thought, well, that would be cool. Put it in a camper, drive a camper around the various campuses. Collate the book orders and ship them off, but that was kind of dumb. Not usually, just sort of a, that's interesting, I wonder if that would work. Then I had a venture capitalist come and pay me a visit and ask me about it, because I happened to mention it in passing to one guy, and he told another guy, who told another guy. The next thing I know, I've got a VC in my desk saying, I understand you have an idea. No, not really. So I had to spell it all out for him. He said, no, this isn't going to work. Okay, fine. It's not something I was really planning on doing. Like seagull. Not seeing any, but whatever it was a lot of them. And my earbud fell out again. How was it? So everything is wet. Everything is muddy. It is. It's sucking right in. I'll be darned. A few minutes ago, there were just a few scattered clouds, and now there's almost no blue sky left.
Wow.
You know, I've seen it change quickly, but that's probably, in the space of 15 minutes, that's one of the most dramatic changes I think I've seen in a while. I'm glad I went out when I did. I still have to make a run to the grocery store. I still have to mow the lawn. Although if it rains again, the lawn is out till tomorrow. Grass is just way too wet to mow. It'll dry out by this afternoon. I gotta go pick up the kid around 11, so. I need to leave again in about an hour, a little more, to go get groceries before I pick up the kid from school. So I'll have something to fix for supper. I had to break into my emergency bag of coffee last night. I always keep a spare pound in the pantry, tucked away behind, so that other people don't find it. I know if I break open the pound of coffee, I've got to get to the grocery store within 24 hours. And I have to buy one of my regular 2-pound bags and then another 1-pound bag to tuck behind. The retort bags stay good for quite a while. And I usually forget or run out within 90 days, at least once. And even if not, it's going to be good for a year. Oh, they changed the dig. Okay. They changed the dig up portion. Oh, the street here. Wonder when they're going to do that. Probably on a day when I decide I'm going to record. Oh, well. How wet is it? Oh my God. It's like waiting in a puddle. It looks good though, it's greening up. There's a couple of yellow spots left, but it's pretty much greened up. I'll get more out. Maybe this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, who knows. At any rate, I am, as I'm fond of saying, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.